Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 7th, and today we have a staff birthday. Amy Hirsch, our Associate Minister of Membership and Pastoral Care, celebrates today. Amy, we're so grateful for you and your ministry to Mountain Brook Baptist, and we would like to pray over you and all those who have March birthdays, a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Will you pray with me? Watch over your child, O Lord, as her days increase. Bless and guide her wherever she may be. Strengthen her when she stands. Comfort her when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise her up if she falls. And in her heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of her life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I encourage you today to text or email Amy and let her know what you're thankful for about her and her life. Today we're reading a companion passage to the passages we're reading in Romans. It's a passage from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9b through 18. It's after Elijah has defeated the prophets of Baal, and now he's feeling quite alone, thinking he's the only one left that serves God. And God reminds him, no, there's a remnant of people, 7,000 even, who still believe. And Paul picks up on this imagery in Romans chapter 11, where he's debating, have all the Jews decided to reject the Messiah? But he says, no, there is a faithful remnant. But it's important to note that this remnant is not based on works. It's based on grace, just like the Gentiles. I'm going to read Romans 11, 5 and 6. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. He has referred to the story of Elijah here in chapter 11. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. 1 Kings chapter 19, starting in verse 9. And the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, and the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet, I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him." Okay, now we're going to move over to another companion passage in Isaiah 59, verses 12 through 21. This is also a direct quote into Romans 11, verses 26 and 27. And the point continues to be, it's not by works righteousness that we achieve salvation. It is by the Lord intervening and taking away our sins. Starting in verse 12 of Isaiah 59. "For our offenses are many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquity. Rebellion and treachery against the Lord, turning our backs on our God. Inciting revolt and oppression, uttering lies our hearts have conceived. So justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. He put on righteousness as his breastplate, and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in zeal as in a cloak." Oh goodness, y'all, do you see this resonating with who Jesus is? Sorry, I interrupted there. "And also with the armor of God." Let me read it again. "He saw that there was no one." It's like longing for Jesus. "He was appalled that there was no one to intervene." Jesus is our propitiation, the atoning sacrifice. "So his arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. He put on the righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in zeal as in a cloak. According to what they have done, so he will repay. Wrath to his enemies and retribution to his foes, he will repay the islands their due. From the west, people will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit, who is on you, will not depart from you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips, on the lips of your children, and on the lips of their descendants, from this time on and forever, says the Lord. Sorry, I got kind of carried away there, and I had my own like amplified version of this passage in Isaiah, but I just saw those connections there, and it reminded me that our salvation is in Jesus Christ alone, and it's his righteousness that is our breastplate. Moving now into the Psalms, Psalm 56 is for the director of music, and it's when the Philistines had seized David in Gath. Often, I think about this psalm, and a friend who used to say that Psalm 56:1 in the NIV, the older NIV version, was her favorite verse. She was single at the time, and she said, this is her favorite verse, listen to it. "Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me." Of course, she was joking, and that's not what this verse means. It's about David being attacked and slandered. Verse 13, which ends the psalm, is that we may walk before God in the light of life. And I have a notation from 2014 where I pleaded with the Lord, no more darkness, Lord, please no more darkness. Help us to walk in the light of life. Perhaps you're in a season where you are also pleading with the Lord in a situation for light. And I pray today that as we read this psalm, you will be reminded of the Lord's presence with you. I'm going to read it in the NIV in the 84 edition. Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal men do to me? All day long they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, eager to take my life. On no account let them escape. In your anger, O God, bring down the nations. Record my lament. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is with me. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offerings to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Will you pray with me? When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. I call to you for help, Lord, today on behalf of my brothers and sisters. Be merciful to them, O God. We thank you that you have delivered us time and again. We want to walk before you in the light of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
From Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust.
When I am afraid, I will trust in you.